it's just old timey tin, just round, tin. And it's
had the
press in top, you know.
Yeah.
Take your, stick your fork on it, flick it, flip it out, you know.
Well, what's on a belt when you buy it that it says that it's cowhide and nothing else? It might say what?
On a
belt, or, you know, on a bottle to show you that there's nothing artificial in it, it would say.
Oh, I don't know. It's just...
But, you know, there'd be a stamp on a cowhide belt that would say...
I never pay no attention. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can't even remember belts that we wear back then.
Yeah. Well, it's not imitation, it's
genuine
leather. Talking about your house, you said you had a place out in front of the house. Did you have where you could...
It had a porch on it.
Yeah. Was it covered?
On it. Oh, yeah. Screened in. Screened porch. My God, you had to have some kind of relief from mosquitoes and stuff. No fans or nothing in the house, no, man, that gets tough.
You ever been down to Grand Bayou around Baton Rouge?
No.
Well, there's a place in there called Grand Bayou, and you ride across on a road that goes over the bayou about 30 miles. And I rode a bicycle across the states one summer, and I rode across Grand Bayou, and people said, I was coming through there about dusk with me and my brother, and they said, you better get out of here if you're out here on this bayou after dusk, they won't find nothing left but your skeleton and bicycle. Keys will eat you up.
Yeah, they get pretty bad around here at times,
sure,
especially during the rice irrigation part of the year.
Yeah.
You know, they go to irrigating this rice, and I'll tell you what, them mosquitoes get tough. Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
They hatch, you know, have hatch outs. And being close to this river and sloughs backing up, you know, and...
Yeah. What's a slough? Is that a...
I don't know. It's just an outlet. Uh-huh. I mean, tributary. It just backs up from a main body of water. It just sometimes, and it's cut off. You know, lots of times it'll back up, go through a bottom from a lake, and then maybe water gets up pretty high, and after the river or main body of water or the lake goes down, you know, it just leaves that little body of water out there and it stagnates and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where mostly, you know, mosquitoes will hatch out. You'll hatch out anywhere. They'll take the old tire or anything, you know. We had this, what do they call it, sleeping sickness or...
Yeah.
Around this part of the country.
Uh-huh.
Mostly in Mississippi.
Bad. And Rocky Mountain.
Body fever,
tick fever, something.
No, it's, it's some kind of, what they call it, sleeping sickness.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
It's mostly carried by a fly, tsetse fly.
Encephalitis.
Or something. Encephalitis, yeah. They had a lot of it over here in Mississippi, and it's across the river, Greenville.
Really?
And in that part of the Mississippi, you know, Greenwood, Greenville and Greenwood.
Yeah.
And we had several cases of it over here.
You got it kind of insect that eats mosquitoes, they land on your cane.
Horse doctor, they call them, they are really, what we in kids, we call them horse doctors.
Snake doctors,
too, you know. But they, dragonfly is what they're really called.
Yeah, horse doctor?
Yeah. Snake doctor, too, we had all kinds of names for them back in his
kids. Yeah, mosquito hawk, or
they have all kind of names for them, you know.
Yeah,
that's about
horse
like
doctor.
Yeah, everybody's got a different name for them, you know.
Yeah, they would hang around a horse too, or
like cows, you know. You see, I've seen them just clouds of them things, you know. That a lot, not like they used to be now, but I guess these insecticides.